The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, patients and visitors at the Galway Clinic have been warned that they may be attacked by aggressive seagulls, because angry gulls have swooped in recent weeks on people who are getting out of their vehicles in the multi-storey car park at the hospital as they emerged. And so the warning has gone out to be careful, particularly during the nesting season of April and May. Well, it's not just a problem restricted to Galway. I'm joined now by Fine Gael councillor Frank McNamara. It's a problem in Dublin too, Frank, is it?
That's correct, Claire. Yeah. In Dunleary, which is a coastal town, the seagull population has shot up in recent years. We have lots of nice benches on the waterfront for people having a sandwich, drinking a cup of coffee, eating a pastry, and the seagulls come up to them, grab it out of their hands, and they rip open bins. So it's a real problem in Dunleary. Yeah.
Have you ever been attacked by one yourself?
I have, Claire. Yeah, I have. Me and my friends, we were having a sandwich and a seagull came up behind me and then just grabbed it out of my hand. So that's where the idea came from. Mm-hmm.
The whole sandwich.
For me to bring emotion forward.
I've heard in the past, they'll swoop down if someone's eating a burger and they'll take the meat, but they'll leave the bread. Do they take the whole sandwich on you?
They did, yeah. They got, the whole thing. Well, I mean, sure, it's unedible then. Like, it's ripped off, it's on the ground.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of them are jumping on it. Like, you know, you can't, it's game over, really, Claire. So, like, I'm not going to eat, like, whatever, a wrap that's been ripped by seagulls.
No, you know? Probably not advisable, Frank. So what are you suggesting should happen?
So, well, I used to live in America, Claire, and I live in Chicago, and they had a real problem with rats in the city while I was living there. And the mayor of Chicago brought in this idea of releasing cats in certain areas of the city to bring down the rat population. So anyway, many years later, I'm a county councillor in Dunleary, and I thought to myself, why don't we bring in a hawkery and have birds of prey go on patrol around the town during peak times? That way the seagull population will be deterred from, you know, being in the town during that time.
Would we not
it's been done in other cities.
Okay, would we not all be nervous of the hawks, though, circling overhead?
Well, I don't think so, Claire, to be honest.
Do you envisage a bloodbath now, or are they just scaring them away?
They're just scaring them away. They act as a deterrent. Mm-hmm. And you can train these birds. That's the thing, Claire. So in other words, you just train them to go on patrol in the sky, and they go to and from the hawkery. And they're maintained by you know, humans who control them. But they are a very effective deterrent from seagulls from hanging around, because they're obviously afraid of a hawk or a falcon.
Yeah, I was reading this morning a study from the University of Exeter from a few years ago. Apparently, if you stare at a seagull, you'll scare them away. And I'm hearing that 98FM put googly eyes on a burger, and they won't go for the burger if they see the googly eyes. So it's eyes that do it, Frank. Maybe that's something we can look at.
Well, that'd be a novel idea for packaging, I guess, of sandwiches in Dunleary. I'm thinking I'm going to stick with my hawk idea for the time being. It's a real problem, Claire, because you see, the Wildlife Acts that have been drafted many, many years ago, the seagull population was significantly less back then. And as a result, they are actually a protected species. So it is very difficult for a county council like myself to bring in policies to deal with the seagull population, because they are still protected. But as I say, a hawkery would deter them. It wouldn't actually, you know, there wouldn't be any violence, but I think it would be quite effective.
Yeah. And they shouldn't be protected, a protected species. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, I just think that, I mean, the population has gone up so much. The problem is that the Wildlife Acts are quite broadly worded. So a whole load of bird species are covered within it. And I think a few of those species, like the common seagull, the population is so great that I think protecting it is unnecessary and is actually causing more harm than good, as you described there in Galway recently, where seagulls are attacking people going to and from a hospital. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, we have to do something about it, because the population's gone up so much because there's no natural predators to bring the population down. And seagulls thrive in like urban environments like now, when we have like throwaway sandwiches and pastries all over the place.
And they're huge, aren't they, the seagulls?
They are huge.
They're getting bigger and bigger. I love lovely email from a man called Jim who's listening. He says, when I was a child, St. Stephen's Green was a great place to go and see the ducks and the other birds, but now it's mainly seagulls. They've killed all the young ducks and the moorhens and the blue tits and the wrens, etc. And he's calling for a cull of them. Would you support that?
A cull? I think a cull, well, under the current acts, they're protected, so that wouldn't be doable. I think there's a more humane way to deal with the population.
Scare them off.
Yeah, I think scaring them off, to my mind, is would solve the problem, really. No, I think culling might be a bit OTT. The issue is that, like, from a distance, they look fine. So if they're, like, out in the sea and they're little white specks, they look like nice little birds. But when they're up close, they're the size of a dog, like, you know, they're as big as
they're huge.
A small dog. They're huge, yeah.
All right,
yeah. And they're very aggressive birds, and they have no fear in jumping up to a human and coming right up to you and waiting for you to slip up, you know, and they see their chance.
Taking your sandwich. Frank, thanks so much for talking to us. Frank McMurray there, who is a Fine Gael counsellor, and his suggestion is that you bring hawks in to scare away the seagulls, not to kill them necessarily, but to send them back out to the cliffs and to the sea, where arguably they should be, and not eating sandwiches in our towns around the coast in Ireland. If you have a view, get in touch this morning on WhatsApp 087 1400 106.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.